Good morning, Cookie.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Yeah, really well, thank you. And I guess, tell us the prevailing emotion for you being back in the Nine jersey there at Souths.
Just part of the NRL roller coaster, mate. Back up the top of it now for another ride. So good to be back in, though. You know, obviously showed enough in Cup what he needed to see. Got myself back in the side. So looking forward to get down there on such a special day too. I was looking forward to this one. Didn't want to miss this one. Anzac Day in Melbourne. It's a game that I always actually enjoy watching as a fan. Now I get to be a part of it.
Hey, when do you actually travel down to Melbourne, Cookie?
Got a light session today, just captain's run, and then we'll go straight to the airport and head down. So a bit of a busy morning for us, but you know, got picked up by Tommy Burgess again. He's got a coffee in the car waiting for me, mate. It's good service.
Good man, good man. I said there's been a few changes at the club over the last couple of weeks. David Fern is back. What impact has he had already?
It's great to have him back. Obviously, had him when he was here in 17 and 18. Not just being a legend of a bloke, but you know, well respected. As he's in our old career as well, so he's jumped straight in on the defensive coaching and had some good honest meetings with the forwards. He's looking after the forwards there and had some great tips for us and where we can improve as well. So I'm sure we want to go out there and make sure we put those improvements in place this weekend against a good Storm pack.
It's amazing, isn't it? Like, with all the noise that was coming out of South Sydney and the commentary surrounding your coach's position, just having the bye and being away from it all, the noise is flat. There's nothing said, but you know, if you don't perform this weekend, it's coming again.
Yeah, exactly. The bye came at a great time. And it's funny how much noise there was, and it's completely dropped off, and it's actually been nice. So it was good to get away for a few days. Get away from footy and stuff like that and reset a little bit, you know, come in like Fern is here now as well. So a bit of a reset button there. And you know, I think we as players as well, coaching players, we don't want to lose games. We don't go out there to lose. So we're always training hard. We're looking ways to improve. So that's one way to keep the noise down, go out there and get a good win this weekend.
What can we expect from South in terms of the style of play? Because a lot of people always say when you come up against Melbourne, you've got to be prepared to roll the dice a little bit and move and shift the football. Is that something that we can expect from South this week?
Yeah, look, there's been points there. The problem is like we're leaking too many as well, and that's been the issue. You know, we spoke about yesterday, if we kept it under a goal of 16 points, which is, you know, what most NRL teams want to do, we would have won four games by now. So that's been our main issue, and that's where we're really going to tighten up and really work hard for each other tomorrow. And if we do get those opportunities, we know we've got the points in us. So that's all about, you know, getting those opportunities down there. But, you know, you've got to win the field battle with Melbourne, and that's what they do so well. They continuously do the same thing over and over again and wait for your mistakes. But at the same time, some of the challenges that they present as well is their second phase footy. That's where we're going to make sure we're on tomorrow and, you know, stopping those offloads and stopping the players of the likes of Munster and Pappenhausen coming into the game.
Yeah, they've got threats all over the paddock. And one threat that they do have, and I'm always interested to get people's views on it, is like their wing, the aerial threat that they possess with Warbrick, and in particular, Xavier Coates. How do you sort of stop what he can do, Coates in particular, in the air?
Yeah, everyone's got to be on board. So, like, you know, it starts right from that tackle leading into last. We've got to win that one and make sure we get as much pressure on the kickers as we can to hopefully make sure they don't put it on a dime, which they have been doing lately. Because Xavier Coates, as we've seen, you know, has scored some freakish tries in the air this year. So you got those guys, half centre and winger have all got a job. Oh, everyone's got a job to keep moving and fill the space, but especially out there, they've got to big job of making sure they're numbering up out there and doing what they can to give our wingers the best chance to take a catch or defuse the try.
Geez, Tommy's got a big job this weekend, big Nelson.
Oh, he does. It's a coffee for every time Nelson gets to me. I told him that. So.
Stay tight, Cookie. Stay tight to him.
I love reading that last week. You know, Nelson's come back in a great old perfect timing, of course, just for the South game. So. We've had a pretty good run with him being injured for some of our games. So no, he's a big weapon for them, big go forward for them as well. So we need to make sure we're all hands on deck for him because he just starts that fast play the ball, and then that's where they get their speed off the back of that. So big job there for us.
Tell us the significance of Jai Arrow's return, and I guess to an extent offsetting the loss of Tevita Totola as well.
Yeah, it's obviously very disappointing with Tavita being out, but the likes of Jai, he's been working really hard and to get back to this game. Obviously, you know, had that injury, but he's someone in the middle that we love playing alongside. He goes out and does a lot of the dirty work, and a lot of those things that have probably happened in the middle of the field this year, he's one of those guys that cleans up a lot of that stuff as well, or he's there and he takes the fight to the other pack as well. So I'm loving having him back and looking forward to playing alongside him again tomorrow.
And yesterday we saw Dale Finucane retire. Are you confident, and I'm sure you would have played a bit of footy with Dale probably in the early days of the Dogs there, but just overall, Cookie, are you confident the game is doing enough to mitigate concussion risks?
Yeah, it's on Dale. He's one of my best mates, to be honest, and you know, what a career he's had. So it's a massive congratulations to him. But it's been a big couple of weeks, him going through the process of everything. To get to the decision he did yesterday. But he's one of those players that, you know, being around him makes you want to be a better player and a better person as well. And he's someone that never lets his team down. So, you know, I'll be, no doubt, I've spent a lot of time already and I'm looking forward to seeing what the next future holds for him. You know, he's well-deserved retirement, that's for sure. But for the NRL, I think we are making the right steps in the right direction to looking after the players. We do play a high collision contact sport, so it's going to be hard to minimise them all. But you know, we've gone from 6 day non playing to 11 day. So there are you know, they're obviously doing a lot of work in the background to make sure they're making the right decisions to somehow you know, make sure they look after not just the players now, but especially in the future.
Cookie, can you refresh my brain? Is there restrictions on how much contact work you can actually do throughout the week, or is it just open slather still?
No, yes, definitely. The 11-day protocol has got a few steps in process, so there's I'm not sure exactly how it works. You know, lucky that I haven't had one this year, so touch wood. But, yeah, I'm not... Tommy, do you know how that works?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's, like, our pair got in place now, like, it's four contact sessions a week.
Right, so they put a limit on the number of contact sessions you can do.
Yeah.
You'll have to put the invoice in, Tommy. Put an invoice in, Tom.
Be 5 seconds.
I bet you love hearing about how you 0 from 11 at Amy Park, Cookie. So what does everyone put the left boot on first? Or, you know, what do we do about this venue and breaking this hoodoo?
Yeah, mate, I hadn't actually heard it this week until you just brought it up, so I appreciate it. Look, we've had some close contests down there where it's come just down to small moments, you know, right before halftime. Remember one time we were probably, you know, dominating that game and they scored two late tries in halftime. I think we might have been down a person as well and they end up just controlling the game from there. And we've had another one go to Golden Point. But, you know, we spoke about just, you got to commit to this whole 80-minute performance down here. Like you said, they just find ways to score points. They find ways to win games down there. We've got to be on. It's got to be our best performance in the last 2 years. That's what it's going to take to get the win down there this weekend. And yeah, we're more than confident we can get that done. But it's going to take everyone on board and full 80-minute performance. You can't slack off against this team because they just... I won't say they score cheap tries because they put themselves in the frame just to make their own luck, but that's why we've got to be better than them.
I agree, Cookie, because I watch Melbourne. I still don't think they're anywhere near playing to their full capacity, but somehow they always just keep finding ways to win. They've only lost one game all year. They've been in close contests. They just know how to win, but I don't see them, you know, when they're moving the ball, like, as dangerous as some of the other teams. I know that sounds silly, but it just doesn't look as though it's as crisp as other sides.
It's just it's in their DNA, I guess, down there. You look at all the sides over the years, even when they've got great sides to, you know, losing some players, but the next man up sort of mentality they got down there, that you come up and you work hard for your teammate and you work hard to on every contest of the ball. So, and I think that's what they do. They just, when they're not playing their best footy, they're around it and making opportunities and get away with some wins that, you know, they might not have been the better team that day, but that just shows how good of a system they've got down there, and that's why it's sort of hard to go down there and win.
I love this text from one of our listeners. Tom will invoice you in pounds. Well, that'd be smart, wouldn't it, from Tom. Now, Cookie, I know you've been that focused on the game, no tip this week, but Loz has got a tip for you to keep an eye on his mare running in Adelaide on Saturday, and the Queen of the South.
The sexy one's running on Saturday, Cookie.
Really?
Yeah, Foxy Cleopatra, mate.
What are we, any odds yet?
13 to 1.
12 to 1.
12, a bit of money for her already.
That's my tip then. Jeez.
Tell the boys, mate, to get on.
Get on it.
Get on.
Go well. Enjoy Anzac Day. Great to be a part of, no doubt, Cookie. And go well.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Thanks, guys.